Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Well, gee, obviously my theme is supposed to be running, and I don't hear it.
neither do I. So it's not just a urine.
Yeah. So, well, we'll have to do some singing here as my jingle is not working. But this is Mercury in Retrograde,
okay,
folks. Welcome to Mercury and all the planets in retrograde. Welcome to the Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cann, author of number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And if you don't have a copy of my book, you can get the first six chapters as a free download at karencann.com. Put your name and email address there, and not only will you get the free excerpt, you will also get five of my Fast Track Your Healing online classes absolutely free that you can access at any time to help yourself heal. And today with me is my esteemed colleague, Dr. Dennis Loebstein, and we're going to be talking about LifeWave protocols to help improve sight, smell, hearing, taste, and intuition, our senses. Yeah, we're working on sense organs today, which is interesting because I just had someone call me recently about some scar tissue in her eye after eye surgery. So I gave her a protocol, and Dr. Dennis is going to wow us as per usual, I'm sure, with his ancient Chinese medicine wisdom on how we can address these things on this Ask the Doctor LifeWave Radio show. And if you want to call in and ask a question, we'll be unmuting people later on the show if you have an active question. It doesn't have to be related to the topic for today, but just make sure you don't use any disease names when you ask about your question. Just go ahead and just give us your symptoms. The number to call in is 818-514-1190. Again, it's 818-514-1190. Hit 1, and then we know your hand is up, so we can unmute you later. So, Dr. Dennis, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Dr. Karen. Thanks for having me on. And actually, I found a little theme music for us here. See if
okay.
This works. Let's see.
There we go.
So instead of playing the whole thing, I think people recognize that's Over the Rainbow from The Wizard of Oz.
Okay. Sounded really familiar. Couldn't quite figure that out, but that's pretty cool. So, a lot of people don't really think about our sense organs as, you know, as important, I suppose, as maybe like the liver or the heart or that kind of thing, because you don't die, I suppose, if you don't have your sense organs. But, boy, life is really different when you cannot taste, or if you can't smell properly, or if your vision is poor or your hearing is poor, not to mention the whole intuition thing, which is actually getting better despite anything anybody's doing. All of that is improving. The intuition, sixth sense, is improving just because of the ascension. But where do you want to start today, Dr. Dennis, about talking about this topic?
What comes to mind is walking down the Venice Beach Boardwalk and using all one's senses there. And my grandmother used to take me on walks when I was a kid back in the 50s and 60s along Venice Beach Boardwalk, and it really hasn't changed that much. You can use all five of your senses there. There are lots of colors, which helps you see things, and there are lots of different things to hear, and lots of different smells from people cooking out there on the boardwalk. And you can use your tactile sensation when you visit the booths and you touch things, all the little trinkets and the handcrafts that are made there. And also walking through the crowd, bumping into people, you feel your tactile sensation going on. And did I get all five of the senses there? Let's see. Taste, yeah. You can stop and eat food there. And you can actually taste the ocean, the salt coming off the ocean. And there's one that people often don't think of, and that's the sixth sense. And that one is connecting with spirit, using the pineal body to as an antenna to connect with the field. And you can actually do that really well on the boardwalk. And we do that when we're meditating and when we're just quiet and practicing on noticing that. So where do you want to go from here?
Well, let's start with the let's start with the eyes. We talked about sixth sense, which is your, like your third eye. Now, I find that this whole empathy bit is everyone is getting more and more intuitive and empathetic, whether they want to or not. That's just part of the ascension energies happening on Earth. The problem is they don't know when they're doing it or not doing it, and sometimes they're feeling stuff that isn't theirs. And that's kind of challenging. So in some ways I'm thinking, well, do we really want to increase that? But at the same time, physical, visual symptoms, if there is a way to increase someone's, say they have an issue with their vision, do you have any protocols for us that may help us with sharpening our vision?
Yeah, actually, all the points in Chinese medicine don't just do physical things. They also do energetic, psychological, and spiritual functions. Excuse me a minute. When we're talking about vision, we're not just talking about seeing. We're talking about being able to see things not just in 3D, but in other dimensions. But let's start with 3D. So we want to help the eyes. And in Chinese medicine, the eyes are the window to the wood or the liver. So a good place to start is with clearing toxins from the liver and patching liver points to do that. And we can use glutathione patches and Eon patches and carnosine patches and even Olivita patches to help clear the liver channel. And when I say channel, I mean the whole liver organ's energy. Not just the physical organ, but everything about the liver chi. And that helps clear the eye and clear the vision. And it's interesting, too, while I'm thinking about it, that the Olivita patch has been noted for clearing the pineal body. And
right.
Pineal body is known, as you know, as a third eye. And a good place to put it to clear the crystallization or the calcification going on in the pineal body, mostly from our exposure to toxins like fluoride, is to use an Olivita patch on the third eye at night while we're sleeping. So we get more
vivid.
Now,
is there any evidence that it actually clears calcifications? Because I never heard of anything like that. I mean, it's theoretical. But is there any data on clearing calcifications? I don't want to make a claim that we can't make.
Yeah, that's a good point. I haven't seen hard data, but I have noticed clients in the clinic that report being able to connect better and have more vivid dreaming. And those are both symptoms of being able to connect the pineal with the field.
Ah,
or
okay,
spirit,
great.
Or the Akashic records, right? So they're able to access things with their intuition they weren't able to access before. So
yes, that's what I found too.
Okay. In fact, we have a mutual fellow that we were collaborating with who's very sensitive to energy. And he's so sensitive, I figured out by talking to him and looking at him and feeling his energy that his yin seems to be deteriorating and his yang is not anchored because of that. And so any kind of energy from the environment gets magnified and distorted and makes him fly all over the place. And one way to increase clarity of vision is to tonify the yang qi so it holds the yin qi so it holds the yang better, so it's not dissonant all over the place and it's more coherent. So I've been working with him to tonify his yin so his energy becomes more coherent. So that's what the patches can do. The patches can make one's energy more coherent, including that energy of the pineal and energy of our vision and clarity of sight. So
so would you put patches on like liver 3 because that's helpful for and supportive for the eye health, or would you put it, or you would you put YH patches like close to the eye when you're sleeping besides the Aloe Vita?
You could actually do both. Now, what I do is I first clear the liver qi stagnation, and liver 3 is a really good point for clearing liver qi stagnation. And most people living in our toxic world and toxic environment have a liver qi stagnation, especially people that are on non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and also statins. Those typically create a lot
of liver qi.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that's a whole other story, right?
Oh my gosh.
So they need clearing of those blockages in the liver, and the liver qi stagnation causes a whole host of problems, including attacking the spleen, which keeps blood in its vessels, and without the blood being in its vessels, it can it can come out of the vessels, and if that happens in the brain, you got a stroke, and it can also increase blood pressure, because if you've got liver qi stagnation, you have what's called liver yang rising, and the yang qi then goes to the head or goes up, and that raises blood pressure and can also cause headaches, even so severe as migraine. So it's very important to be able to clear liver qi stagnation, and as you mentioned, a really good point for that is liver 3. And so if we want to combine the properties of wood with the eyes as the window, liver being in wood, we can clear the stagnation with liver 3 and also affect the vision with another wood point in the yang, a gallbladder 37. So I use yin-yang pair for helping with the eyes in the wood, which is liver 3, the yin point on the left, and gallbladder 37, the yang point on the right.
Where's gallbladder 37 and where's liver 3?
Okay, so gallbladder 37 is on the outside of the leg. And if you count 5 inches above the outside ankle, then you will find gallbladder 37. So it's on the lateral aspect of the leg, 5 soon proximal to the lateral malleolus. So in other words, on the outside leg above the ankle, 5 inches above.
Okay, great. Excellent. And by the way, if you're like, you need a picture because, just go to Google and search image colon gallbladder 37 acupuncture point, and you'll see a ton of pictures. It's a very quick way. You can find any of the acupuncture points that we mentioned today. And just remember, in this case, it's on the right side. We're using the gallbladder 37, and the liver 3 is on the left side, which is between the two toes, the big toe and the second toe, a little farther up from there. So, cool.
Now,
very cool.
You would think liver 3 is easy to find, but most people mistake liver 2 for liver 3, and they don't go up the web far enough. So if you start between your big toe and your next toe on the webbing between them, and when you have your foot dorsiflected or pulled towards your head, the tendons will pop out. you slide your finger along the webbing until you can't very lightly slide it anymore, and that's liver 3. Most people are too distal and hit liver 2, which is not a bad point because it clears heat. But liver 3 is more for stagnation.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, the patches are pretty big. You probably hit both energy centers to some degree.
Right, exactly, yeah. So you don't have to hit the exact point with the LifeWave patches. They're so big, as you say, that usually you get multiple things, multiple points in multiple areas. For example, we know the patches can work up to 6 inches away from the body. So when you put them on liver 3, as we're talking about, you're also affecting kidney 1. Because that's on the bottom of the foot, close to it.
Right. That's very cool. That's why people find it very grounding to use either point. But getting back to the vision, so we've got energy enhancers, right, on liver 3, tan on left, white on right, gallbladder 37, or I think your other favorite is using the hormone balancing patches, the SP6 on the left and the Eon on the right.
That's correct. Yes. Yeah, I love that.
And then what about the sure. So that's during the day, I'm assuming?
You could leave them on, like if you're using ice wave or energy enhancer patches, or even Eon, if it's not arousing for you, you could leave them on at night. So just for a couple days or so until you don't feel their effects anymore. Some people leave them on for like 2 or 3 days until they fall off, even though the company recommends you only wear them for 12 hours. And they say it's for hygienic reasons not to put them back on. But if you just leave them on, then you circumvent that problem.
Right. I know for mine pretty much lasts 12 hours, and that's about it. I think I use up a lot of the energy. So I'd love for it to work 3 days in me, but unfortunately it doesn't.
Yeah, well, you're very active.
I guess. I could be more active, I suppose. active eating these days. But let's go back to our topic here. So we've got Alavita on the third eye at night. Now, what about, so I've had a couple of people with eye surgeries and scar tissue, and they muscle tested well for the carnosine. So one person I had actually suggested putting a carnosine patch on top of the, you know, just buying a some sort of eye patch to sleep with at night, you know, eye mask. You know, the ones that don't push on your eyeball, and just patching on top of the eye mask with the carnosine, one on each side, or ice wave if they're post-surgical, one on each side, and then putting carnosine in the middle. What do you think of that, or do you have something, a better protocol for those folks with scar tissue and post-surgical?
What you just mentioned is a good possibility. Without using a mask, I often recommend people just put the carnosine on their temple, which is a gallbladder and triple burner area, and you're affecting the wood through the gallbladder, and the gallbladder and triple burner channel are also a common connecting channel in six-channel theory. So you're also getting wood through the triple burner channel. And you can also, besides putting carnosine in the temple, you can also put it above the eye. There are lots of eye points above the eye, like right in the middle of the brow, just above it on the forehead.
Okay.
And there's also the orbit under the eye, that area where the ridge of the orbit is, and just a little bit below it. And that's kind of difficult to patch because the edge of the patch may interfere with the eye opening and closing. But if you go a little further to the right and down a bit before you get to the cheekbone crest, or the area known as small intestine 18, which is where the yang channels of the legs cross. Just a little bit above that, there is another special point for the eyes, which is a liver point. So that's another possible place to put the patch. So the patches
that
I would use.
What liver point is that? I don't know that one off by heart.
It's not a liver point. It's a special point.
Oh, it's a special point. Okay.
Yeah, and it has a name that I don't remember right now. I just remember that it helps the liver.
Okay, and are you recommending if somebody has surgery or problems in both eyes to do one carnosine on each side, or just the right side, or just the affected side, rather?
It wouldn't hurt to put them on both, but you could also just put it on the carnosine on the right and put the negative patch on the left, like one of the energy enhancer or the ice wave, which are tan, so one of the tan patches, or you can use the SP6 patch on the left. So here's a good combination for patching at night. You have the Alavita patch in the third eye, the carnosine patch on the right temple, and the SP6 patch on the left temple.
Okay. Great. So we got that nice yin-yang pair, that communication. So you've got basically a nice little pyramid on your face, triangle.
That's right.
Face.
You got there. Yep. Yeah, I love
those
triangles.
What about, let's move on because we got just an hour and we want to get to the other senses. So what about hearing?
Okay. Well, as you know, and for people listening that are learning, the ears are the opening for the kidneys. So the kidney channel is a good one to patch for hearing. And the kidneys also have marrow. The marrow is a nervous system. And the vestibular apparatus in the inner ear and also the hearing function are connected to the nervous system and the kidney marrow. So even doing distal kidney points are good for the ears, such as kidney 3, even just putting energy enhancer patches on kidney 3 with a white one on the right and a tan one on the left.
Okay.
And one can also patch near the ear. For example, put an Eon patch on small intestine 19, which is right in front of the tragus, and that's called listening place. So often people having trouble hearing will have better auditory acuity when you put one of the Weige patches on the listening place point.
Okay. And, does it matter which one?
No, you can play around with it and see which one works best for your particular case. It also depends what you want to do with it. If you want an Eon patch, which is anti-aging, anti-stress, then you would use the Eon. If you want to boost glutathione, you'd use a glutathione patch. If you want to regenerate tissue, especially at night, use a carnosine patch. And if you want to clear the pineal and increase your what you think you're hearing while you're dreaming, then use the Alavita patch.
Oh, yeah, good. I heard that initially when they were looking at glutathione and the glutathione patch that there were some studies that had come out about how helicopter pilots in the military, those that had low glutathione levels were the ones that became deaf, and those with good glutathione levels were seemingly protected. So that would be another great reason to use glutathione as a potential protective mechanism.
Right, and as you know, the glutathione decreases with age, and it also decreases with stress. And the more stress, even toxic stress, we're exposed to every day, the lower our glutathione levels get. And we've seen research. In fact, it's posted in the LifeWave Back Office about how the glutathione patches increase glutathione levels about threefold.
Very, very cool. Now, what if somebody has just left-sided hearing loss and they want to patch near the ear? Most of these patches are positively charged and go on the right side of the body. So how would they patch for the left side if they had just hearing loss or issues on the left and they had symptoms there?
Well, there are two scenarios. One, you can use a positive patch on the right and a negative patch on the left. Another one is to use both positive and negative around the ear on the left. For example, you could use both the listening place and the triple burner 17 behind the earlobe. So that's a good combination for a positive and negative on the same side. And remember when the polarity is reversed and there's pain and stagnation going on because the chi isn't flowing the way it normally does, then that is a call for using, say, a positive and negative patch like an ice wave pair on the same side, like on the left side around the ear.
Okay.
Like if there's ear.
Good. Does it matter which one is behind the ear and which one's on the face, or?
I would. I'd put the more negative one on the more yin area, which is more towards the front. So that would be the small intestine 19, and then the positive one more behind or in the back of the ear.
Very cool.
And if that doesn't
Very
work,
cool.
that let's say you're dealing with pain, if that gives you the opposite effect, like the pain increases, then switch the polarity.
Okay. Excellent. We have a question here from Anna about if I'm a polarity reverse, should I use the opposite side for the detox protocol that you mentioned a bit ago and posted on Facebook? I had posted a liver 3, gallbladder 41 picture on the Patch Training Team Facebook page, and she was wondering whether she should reverse those. Now, I've done it anyway where I've, you know, done the liver 3 on the right and gallbladder 41 on the left, but I have not reversed the actual patches, just the acupuncture points. So your thoughts on that, Dr. Dennis?
If you know you have reverse polarity, it wouldn't hurt to just change the patches too. And I've had people in our clinic that got worse when I patched them the way you normally would. And then I just reverse the polarity of the patches using the same points, and they got better.
Okay. I probably don't want people to stay that way, mind you, but it's not dangerous
to
do that.
No, not if you have reverse polarity and it's helping. And you got to monitor what's going on after you put the patches on. You can't just stick them on and just walk away. You've got to notice what's different and act appropriately.
Okay.
So
good.
If it gets better when you reverse the polarity, you know you did the right thing. If it gets worse, then you did the wrong thing and you want to go back to normal polarity.
Now, normally, if you're using energy enhancer patches, say, you know, in this case, we're talking about a yin-yang pair, you decided that you wanted to tonify or increase the energy in, say, the liver organ and decrease the energy in the gallbladder organ, wouldn't you want to put the white on liver 3 and the tan on gallbladder on the other side, on the left? If you were not polarity reversed, I'm talking about.
Yeah,
the white on the yin point.
If
I kind of experiment.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to do that. And the white one tonifies and the tan one sedates or pulls chi out. So if you want to put chi in to a point, use a positive one. If you want to pull chi out, like if you have an excess in that organ or that area, then use a tan one or the negative patch.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a good
Great.
Strategy. I agree, it's a good strategy.
Okay. All right. So Anna says thank you. And so just to reiterate the hearing issue, so the kidney energy is very important, so you can just put energy enhancers on kidney 3, which is behind the inside ankle bone on both sides, wide on right, tan on left. And then if you want to, you can patch the ear itself, the point in front of the ear, small intestine 19, with one of the YH patches, depending on, you know, what your other goals are. And then if you just have a single ear issue, if you want to get more complex, you could actually kind of bracket that ear using that small intestine 19 point, and then behind the ear with that triple burner 17 point. And you can use Ice Wave, you can use any other yin-yang pair, like, you know, a carnosine with an SB6 or something like that, just to give more energy to that ear if you have a localized ear problem.
Yeah, cool.
All right, so what do we got next? So we got smell next, I think. Now I have some people that have difficulty smelling. Sometimes it's because they have chronic sinus issues and they've lost that ability temporarily, but do you have any cool protocols for us to increase our sense of smell?
Yeah, so for smell, we're dealing with the nose, and that's under the metals influence or the lung. So could patch lung points. Lung 9 is a good one. If you're getting rid of toxins, use lung 8, because you're dredging the toxic energy out of the lung channel. With lung 8, you could also use bladder 13. And a way to tell whether bladder 13 is going to help or not, and it's especially helpful with allergies that interfere with sense of smell, is if you palpate bladder 13, which is the back shoe point for the lung, which is at the level of thoracic vertebra 3 and 1.5 inch bilateral to it, right below the vertebra. If you push there and it's sore, you know there's a blockage, and the bladder 13 will help. So I use that often.
I found one. I'm pushing on mine right now. Well, very interesting. Okay.
You must be really very flexible cool. to be able to reach that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay, cool. Helpful for allergies. All right, and toxins. Lung 8. I always forget where lung 8 is, but again, you can look it up on Google, folks, and just click image colon lung 8 acupuncture point, and you'll see the picture of the wrist where that is.
It's actually at the same level of the stop addiction point, only it's rotated around more to the volar aspect or the inner part of the arm, right below lung 9.
Okay, good. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So do we need to patch the nose at night or not really?
You could, especially if you got sinus blockages and large intestine 20 on either side of the nares is good for clearing sinuses, and frontal blockages in the nose and sinus area.
So
and
that's
also
either side of the nostrils, which is kind of a tiny point, but that's almost going to cover basically your smile lines, right? When you smile.
Yeah, the size of a patch. Right. So you can put the to look for large intestine 20. You can go up to like what you're calling the smile line and look at where the nares are and stick the patch right there.
Well, you'll probably get rid of some wrinkles, too, over time, especially if you use the YH
sure.
patches there.
Yeah, any of the YH, especially the glutathione. Now, people often can't tolerate the glutathione at night because it's arousing. It's a very young patch.
Mm-hmm.
But some people can, so it's not a problem for them at night.
Oh, okay. Well, that's really neat. All right, good. So,
yeah, there's actually another point above that called the tongue. And when I was in acupuncture school, they taught us to do a double flying arrow technique with the needles on baton. So it'd be behind the person's head with a needle in each hand and with come flying arrows and zap it into the baton point at the same time on both sides. So that area is either side. That area is on either side of the nose, just above the large intestine 20 point, and it's closer into the edge where the bone stops.
Right, I was going to say where the cartilage starts and where the bone stops. So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Okay. Well, what about taste? Do we have any protocols for taste?
Yeah, so... the tongue is actually the window of the heart. So with taste, we're dealing with heart issues. And one good point for accessing the tongue through the heart is heart 5. So heart 7, you know, is on the wrist crease on the ulnar aspect. Near the base of the little finger down to the wrist crease, and there's heart 7, and then you go an inch more proximal, closer to the body, and you get heart 5. So when you patch heart 5, you're actually going to cover heart 5 and heart 6, and you probably hit heart 7 with the edge of the patch. So if you put the edge of the patch on the wrist crease when you're bending your wrist, and that's a good way to place it over heart 5. You can find the heart 5 point that way, and the center of the patch will be right over it.
Oh, nice. Great. So you would do the energy enhancers over the heart 5 for the support of the tongue?
Yep. Use light on the right, 10 on the left, energy enhancer or ice wave or even... as you mentioned earlier, Eon on the right and SP6 on the left.
Okay, very cool. Would you use anything centrally? Because I can't imagine. Is there a point on the face or the head for the tongue at all?
Yeah, above the Adam's apple, you've got a point called CV23. That's a good one to patch on the midline with one of the YH patches to affect the tongue.
Very
cool.
And
you can also access it through stomach 5 points, which are on the jawline, and they're on either side of the tongue.
Okay, so they're on the jawline on the underside of the tongue. I have to look that one up. I never use that one.
Let's see. If you
I'm looking it up on Google.
Lightly,
here we are.
Lightly palpate from the chin back until your fingers get stopped by a bulge. That's about where stomach 5 is.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting because I ended up with a rash close to there the other day. I'm like, what the heck is that? So something was trying to come out of stomach 5 area. Okay, that's very cool. So
and
you can just put one on one side.
Yes, or you can use positive one on the right and negative one on the left, like a white ice wave on the right and a tan ice wave on the left. And that not only helps the tongue, it also helps teeth, like if you've got a toothache or pain in the mouth anywhere. That's a good point for that. And it's also a communication point. It's known in five element medicine for helping with being able to connect with someone else by communication.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
And also... since we're talking about heart 5 affecting the tongue, that's also a good point for people having difficulty speaking and also for a deviated tongue. And of course, those are symptoms of a CVA or a stroke. But of course, we're not treating stroke, but we're mitigating symptoms.
Okay. Very cool. So let me just summarize that for everybody who's, I know, furiously writing down all these points. So for taste, so that's in the auspices of the heart chi or heart energy, and heart five is what you, the primary peripheral point that you can use for that, and that's on the inside of the wrist if you put your hand up like you're a waiter. So that's a little bit further up the arm than the wrist crease at the pinky side. So, again, look on Google, heart 5 acupuncture point. So you can use energy enhancers here or ice wave or, again, a yin-yang pair such as a yin patch like an SP6 on the left and Eon, for example. They're both hormone balancing. You can use that on the right. So you've got heart 5 with those. And then your other options are you can put one YH patch, either glutathione, carnosine, or Eon on conception vessel 23, which is on the throat. And you could, at night, if you wanted to, put ice wave or some other yin-yang pair on stomach 5, which is on the lower jaw area, which is helpful for, local points for the teeth as well, which I forget about that for ice wave. So that's a really good point you can use for ice wave. So that's the summary for improving and supporting your taste. And by the way, if you have a question, you can write it in the chat if you're logged in, or you can call us and just hit one so we know you have your hand up. So the number to call in is 818-514-1190. Again, 818-514-1190. I see we have a whole bunch of people called in, but nobody has their hand up. So just in case you have another question, related or not related, you can hit one. So vision, we got hearing, smell, and taste.
You're such a really good listener to be able to repeat everything I just said. That's so awesome.
It's called writing notes.
I don't even know if I can repeat what I just said.
Oh, yeah. But you know, Dr. Dennis, we all know you're brilliant. So, you know, it's just like some of us have to write notes and others don't. And so we appreciate your brilliance and we appreciate you every month sharing some of that with us. I don't know about tactile sense. That's kind of an interesting one. I don't know. Do you have any secrets on that one?
Yeah, we're talking about skin. And actually, that reminds me of my mentor for my doctorate at Purdue. He did research on how kinesthetic awareness and kinesthesis or movement like exercise actually is correlated with academic achievement. And it's interesting that when he discovered that, it was about a little bit after that, the government started disallowing physical education classes in schools, I guess, because they were already on their agenda for dumbing down the population. But I recommend physical education classes and movement exercises, yoga, ice skating, jogging, swimming, anything that will enhance your kinesthetic awareness to boost your tactile senses. And we're affecting the nervous system in the skin through the sensory nerve endings. And so we're dealing with skin, which is regulated by the energy of the lungs or metal. And we're also talking about nerve endings. So we're talking about kidney there. So we have in five element medicine, a mother daughter metal water phenomena going on when we're talking about tactile sensation. So often people get a blockage in the energy flow between the metal and the water, and that often occurs at the kidney 7 point. So if somebody's having difficulty touching or feeling, if you palpate kidney 7, which is the metal point in the water, and that's sore or an ashi point, then that's a good one to patch, because that means there's a blockage between moving energy from the lungs into the kidneys or the metal into the water.
Okay.
So
fascinating.
Yeah, so
oh,
if you're...
Oh, dear, that point's also sore on me. Bummer.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Guess I have a lot of patching to do today.
So tactile awareness is also related to what's called a husband-wife block. Now, the husband is on the left side of the body, and the wife's on the right. And so the metal or the lung is on the right. So that would be considered the wife, and the water is on the left. So that would be considered the husband. And if you look at your five element circle in the creative cycle, with the metal being the mother and the water being the child, you have a blockage there between getting the energy from the metal to the water. And so that's a husband-wife block. And you resolve that the way I just mentioned with the metal point in the water, which is kidney 7.
So you can do energy enhancers on kidney 7.
Right. Or ice wave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
good,
yeah, if you patch your kidney 7 that way, then you'll probably find your tactile awareness increasing if you have a soreness there, when just like you mentioned just now.
Well,
so
I think
cool.
My lower body, the fascia, is really kind of tacked down in the lower part. I realized with when the Eon was invented that I was kind of stuck all over, and the anti-inflammatory action of the Eon really got a lot of the fascia loosening in my body, with the exception of my lower legs. That's like the furthest part from the center of my core, and they're still kind of stuck down there. Although I have to say, I don't use the Eon a lot down in there. I use a lot of the brain balancing points, but maybe I'll start doing that. I do use energy enhancers quite a bit on the legs, but I have not used the kidney 7 that often, so this might be a good day to do that since it's sore.
Now, remember that in Chinese medicine, the more distal the point, the more powerful it is. So if you're affecting the brain, then the points on the feet, like the kidney points, are more powerful than, or can be more powerful than the ones around the head. So I always recommend your brain protocol first to clear the neurological blockages in the brain, and then I look at the distal points, like the kidney 7.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds very, very cool.
And also, for people that are having trouble remembering things, I remember teaching health education classes. So I'm teaching health educators how to teach kids about health. And we were looking at the data about education, which suggested that 10 to 20% of what kids see and hear, they remember.
Mm-hmm.
Remember 80 to 90% of what they say and do. And what they
right.
say and they do is a combination of using the heart and using the lung and kidneys.
Oh.
So saying and doing with their kinesthetic and tactile sensation allows them to remember up to 90% of what they heard or what they're doing and what they're involved with.
Very
so
cool.
So I always had my students do things where they acted out scenarios, and they got to hear cases, and they act out actually doing something instead of just talking about it, or instead of just looking at it, or instead of just hearing it. So then they remembered more when they got to say and do, and they invoked their tactile kinesthetic awareness in the doing.
Ha! Very cool. Oh, I've got such great notes today.
Awesome.
And what we'll try to do for people too over time, because you know I know there's a lot of information on these calls, and people listen to them over and over again to get everything. And I know it's radio, it's not visual. So now I do have an event coming up that I'm preparing for. But after that is over, what I would like to do is maybe create some more memes now that I have a meme maker, and I'm kind of thrilled over playing with my new app, where we can post some of these visuals for you and make little memes, and so you can remember some of these points. So if you are not on my mailing list, patchtrainingteam.com, you definitely want to get on the mailing list, because we will be posting those on the blog, or at least subscribe to the blog, or like the Patch Training Team Facebook page. So that's facebook.com/patchtrainingteam, so that you can check these out and you can share them right on Facebook from the Facebook page. So we got some from last week that was very popular, and Dr. Dennis had mentioned the addiction point before, and so I posted a picture of that, and you can share that. So we'll look forward to more of this coming in the next few weeks and months.
Wow, that sounds really cool.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard, you know, and like I know, all the, you know, I can look up the acupuncture points and I can muscle test even where the point is exactly. But for other people, you know, that are have been using the patches for a while, they're interested in these advanced protocols, it's really nice to have a picture sometimes. And sometimes making a video, converting the video, posting the video, it takes a lot of time. So if we could do pictures, that might be faster and less work for me.
Yeah, awesome. Pictures
yeah, looking at all these different things. Yeah, exactly.
So there's
well,
something else I
wanted
to mention. The whole is more than the sum of the parts. And while we've been talking about the separate parts, like separating all the sense organs out and dealing with them separately, they actually all work together. And one way to get them synchronized together is to use five element rotation with yin yang pairs. And so you use either your energy enhancer patches or ice wave patches or Eon SP6 patch positive negative pair on yang yin points or yin yang pair in the five element rotation. And that way you keep the energy balance and all these meridians we talked about that affect the sense organs. And so that will heighten the synchronicity and the coherence of the senses being able to integrate together better.
That's great. And I think next time, Dr. Dennis, we're going to do a show just based on this five elements rotation. The LifeWave Protocol Handbook is no longer available for people to buy in the back office if they're LifeWave distributors. I do have a video, or a couple of videos actually, on YouTube that are super old on how to do that as well. But I think it'd be really great for us to do a show, and then we can label this show, you know, the five elements rotation, detox protocol, whatever, so then people can search for it and be able to know that's the show where we discuss that. So I think we're going to do that for next month.
Awesome. I love walking people through that. I have them draw a turtle on a piece of paper, like the head and the arms, and then go through the elements, and then put the organs in the elements, and then we look at the points in each element where we put the patches. So then they'll have, when they get done with the turtle, they'll have a map of how to do the yin-yang pairs with the five-element rotation.
Great. Yeah, and that's exactly what we're actually doing at the, I didn't think of the turtle idea, but we're doing a class on that during the Sunday part of the holistic healing retreat that I'm doing May 14th and 15th. So there's going to be a free class that people can drop into in the evening on Saturday, actually. Sorry, not Sunday. Saturday the 14th, where we're actually going to, you know, show you how to find your acupuncture points for this five elements rotation live and in person. So Anna has another question. This will have to be our last question for the day. She was being told by her acupuncturist that she has severe yin deficiency, and she's being told to relax and lie around and do no work at all, but that is not very practical nor is it her personality to just lie around and do nothing. So she wants to know how she could build her yin, her blood volume, and basically overall her chi, because she just can't stand the idea of just sitting there not doing anything.
Right. The treatment principle in Asian medical physiology would be to tonify the So if you patched spleen 6, excuse me, on both sides with white on the right, tan on the left, that you go a long way to tonifying the yin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so do a lot of spleen 6 patching.
And also if you incorporate the five element rotation with that, I often stagger five element rotation with another element besides earth alternating with spleen 6. So let's say one day I'll have people do kidney 3, so they'll be doing water, and then we go back to earth, and then we go to liver, and then we go back to earth, and then we go to fire, and then we go back to earth. And so we're tonifying yin in between balancing all the other elements.
Yeah, we can tell which parts where maybe we're weaker at, and then just do those more often. Like you said, just alternating back and forth between your dominant ones, and then the other ones need balancing. Great suggestion. And great question, Anna. Thank you so much. She also had some other suggestions for me, which I can talk to her later about how to post those pictures. But our time is up, Dr. Dennis, and I think that this has been a really awesome show. Lots of notes. Again, look forward to posting some pictures in the upcoming weeks after my event is over, and I have some hopefully free time. And so next month, everyone, we're looking forward to Dr. Dennis and I going through in detail the five elements rotation, and so you understand what the points are, where to find them, and what to do, and how to do that. So fantastic. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. And thank you, Dr. Dennis, for your wisdom, your time, and your generosity.
And thank you, everybody, for listening. And thank you, Dr. Karen, for inviting me on.
My pleasure. Bye, everyone. Till next time. Have a great week. Have a great month.